Welcome to another edition of the EAHCP Steward. Water planners from the Region L Committee recently took a look at the HCP environmental conservation work being done in San Marcos. First, we talked to Suzanne Scott, who chairs the Region L Committee and is the general manager for the San Antonio River Authority. Following that interview, we caught up with GBRA General Manager Kevin Pattison to get his perspective on the importance of the HCP. So, Suzanne, the Region L Committee is in San Marcos today on a tour. Talk to us a little bit about Region L and how that fits into the water planning in this region.
Sure. Region L is comprised of 20 and one-half counties that come together on a five-year cycle to do water planning for our region. And what that means is all these, it's kind of a ground-up, sort of grassroots-based, stakeholder-based process that various stakeholders are appointed to represent the region and represent groundwater, surface water, municipalities, agriculture, all the public, environmental groups, river authorities, all of those entities come together and look at what the water needs are, the demand for water, and then what are the projects, the water supply, that we need to look at as from a project perspective to meet those demands. And it's all in the different sectors, for cities, for ag, for industrial. And so every 5 years we come together to put together this water plan. So our water plan ends up being the water plan for the region, our Region L, and then it's combined with the other water plans from 15 other regions, because there's 16 regions total in the state. Then those come together and comprise the state water plan. But we work very closely with the Water Development Board and TCEQ and other water agencies to sort of bring all that information together. But it's really based on population demands, water demands, and then projects that entities throughout the state are working on, and then how all that comes together for a plan for Texas.
And so the Edwards Aquifer continues to be a central piece of the water supply for this region. So talk a little bit about how this might help the Region L committee members in seeing what's going on with the habitat conservation plan up close.
Well, I found it really amazing to see it sort of firsthand. You know, we come to our Region L meetings and we hear about this. I mean, Nathan has given us lectures and presentations before about the program, but I really think it's important for us to see firsthand, seeing out in the field and seeing the springs and seeing how all this comes together, seeing the hard work of the restoration that's being done. It really puts the presentations into context, into real world field work that brings it to life for all of us. So I found it very interesting. And I can see the dots being connected and understanding how the pieces are coming together.
And so where are we in the current Region L planning process?
Well, we are just starting the next phase for the plan. So we just got the Region L plan, or the Texas state plan was just approved, and now we're starting over from scratch. So we're just going to be starting to see population demands, that sort of thing here in the next few months, and then we start the process. So we're really at the beginning of the next planning cycle.
Thanks so much for the time.
No problem. My pleasure.
Here's Kevin Pattison. So Kevin, be here today with the Region L Planning Committee and taking a tour here at the Springs in San Marcos. Give us a little perspective from the GBRA point of view on how all of this protection of the endangered species and habitat impacts the GBRA and helps downstream flows.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it's critical that we protect all the crucial habitat for the species, and it's also critical that we have a long-term water supply for the region, so it's definitely a balancing act, but this is the first time I've been able to come and take this tour since I was a kid, and you really can't get a good understanding of the springs or how they operate without actually being there and learning about it.
How does that help you in the Region L work that you're doing?
Well, you know, it helps with the collaboration, number one. You know, we have all of our partners here, all of the folks from Region L, and what I've been talking about is there are a lot of opportunities for GBRA to be a good regional partner with all the entities and with all of the diverse interests up and down the basin. I mean, there are so many different stakeholders with so many different interests, and they're all important. And so what we want to do at GBRA is help to collaborate when we can and find ways to work together for win-win solutions.
What was the most interesting thing you saw today?
You know, I didn't have a good vision of what those springs would actually look like bubbling up from the bottom, and it was just, you can't really describe it until you see it for the first time. I think anybody who has an interest in the Guadalupe Basin should absolutely come take this tour and get a good understanding of these springs and how they operate.
Appreciate the time, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you.